Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Linda the Timber Alley.
See what was going on. It's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back. A little SRV for you there. A little Texas blues in honor of our guest, David Thomas Roberts, who's a good Texas boy there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. David Thomas Roberts, as I said, is here. He's the author of a new book called Unemployable, How to Be Successfully Unemployed Your Entire Life. And he's here to talk to us this segment. We're going to talk about what he thinks it takes to be a business owner. David, thanks again for being here. Give us the website again, please.
RenegadeCapitalist.com.
They can find out about the book there and all that, and I'm sure it's available.
You sure can. Of course, the book's available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any bookstore. You can go online, Renegade Capitalist, and there's links to go get it there.
Check it out.
It is available
folks.
In audio also.
And folks, this book is, if you're thinking about starting a business, this book will help you. And David, you know, as you may know, business startups have taken a hit in the last decade. The small business community is under a lot of pressure right now. And I'm worried about America's small business sector. And so we need more people who are willing to go out and do what you've done and do what I've done. And that's the reason why I'm excited about your book. So go through a few steps, and if you were advising someone right now to start a business, what would you tell them to do?
Well, Jim, I get a lot of people that ask me, hey, I want to go in business for myself. I just don't know where to go. And so the first thing I always start with folks like that is like, what do you enjoy doing? Do you have a hobby that you can monetize? Now, a lot of people don't have hobbies that they can monetize and turn into a business, but some do. What do you enjoy doing? Do you have some kind of specialty or expertise that you developed in your employed world that you could transfer into a business? Kind of like, I guess, what you
that,
did,
that, Jim. That so, obviously doesn't doesn't provide any kind of a legal conflict with your current employer. You got to make sure you cover that part, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah. If you have a non-compete or something like that, mm-hmm. then definitely get some legal advice on that. So, you know, for folks that are searching to figure out what they want to do, go to some franchise shows. Sometimes for folks like that, a franchise may be the best idea. They've got a training program and the proof's in the pudding. I was looking on your website, Jim, you got a great podcast about franchising, mm-hmm. about, you know, things are an article
just last week.
For. Yeah. So, but I'm always asking, what do you want to do? What do you like to do? And then, you know, obviously, I don't think in today's what I call gig economy that it necessarily takes a lot of money for somebody to start a business. Depending on what it is that you want to do, if it's not a capital intensive business,
regardless of how much capital it takes, it does take capital, and that capital has to be acquired and it has to be managed prudently, doesn't it?
It sure does, and I will tell you.
If you've got $1,000 or $1 million, you can go out of business just as quickly with either one of them if you don't manage it properly.
Jim, my first successful startup business, and I started when I was 21. By the time I was 23, I had a six-figure income from this business, and we were doing very, very well in the air freight and logistics and freight forwarding mm-hmm. business. But my financial principles were so screwed up. That I didn't have any, and if you don't have any financial literacy going into a business, the worst thing to do is to get yourself in a big loan mm-hmm. and get yourself in debt and practice the same principles that don't work. So my first, and it was a spectacular failure that I had, mm-hmm. was because I didn't understand money. I was not financially
These
literate.
These are the people you want to listen to, folks. The people you want to listen to about what you should do in your business are people who failed. And, David, just thank you for that story, the courage of telling that story, David. It's not always fun to talk about those things, but they're important lessons, right? I mean, everything else you've done since then is probably built off of that.
Well, the key is not to make the same mistake twice, right? So once I figured out
only
why
pay
I
for
failed,
it once, right?
Right. Once I figured out how, you know, why I failed, when I really got down to it and figured out why it was such a failure for me, after being, you know, on top of the world, and then failing, it was some self-look, some introspect, and figure out what I did, and then I went and fixed it. I got financially literate. I went and did the research, took some classes, and did what I needed to do to learn how to handle money so I didn't make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm. That is the biggest reason why businesses fail, isn't it? They can't fund and manage the capital that they get, and they're confused. I think most of it is people are confused, or not confused, they're illiterate about cash flow, right? It'll take your breath away when you get into the business, you become a business owner, how cash flow will go.
Yeah, and even further than that, Jim, I counsel a lot of folks that are business or are struggling or trying to get their business to the next level. And it would shock you to find out how many business owners don't really know what it costs to make their product or service.
Right.
So therefore, they don't price it correctly, and they don't give themselves enough gross profit to operate on.
Yep.
So part of that financial literacy is understanding what it actually costs to run your business, to offer your product or service, and price it correctly.
And what your margins have to be.
Yeah, exactly. You have to know that.
Hey, David, I need your website one more time.
It's renegadecapitalist.com.
David, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back. We'll do that real soon. How about that?
That'd be great.
David Thomas Roberts, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Unemployable. I promise you, you'll be glad you got it. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.